Iran's Health Ministry, China's Coronavirus Numbers a Bitter Joke. By Gabrielle Reyes on April 6, 2020. A spokesman for Iran's Health Ministry called China's coronavirus numbers a bitter joke in a video media conference on Sunday. It seems statistics from China was a bitter joke because many in the world thought this is just like influenza, with fewer deaths. This impression were based on reports from China, and now it seems China made a bitter joke with the rest of the world. The spokesman, Kianish Jahanpur, said, according to Radio Farda, the Persian affiliate of Radio Free Europe / Radio Liberty, RFE / RL. If in China they say an epidemic was controlled in 2 months, one should really think about it, Jahanpur added. Responding to the statement via Twitter on Sunday, Cheng Hua, the Chinese ambassador to Iran, told Jahanpur he should follow daily press conferences carefully in order to draw conclusions, according to Radio Farda. Cheng also instructed the Iranian official to show respect to the truths and great efforts of the people of China. Replying to Cheng on Twitter, Jahanpur pointed out that the Iranian Health Ministry also held daily press conferences which will be useful for honorable ambassadors and the media in all countries, particularly in friendly countries. Jahanpur later tweeted, scientific issues can't and should not be mixed with politics. On the basis of epidemiological information of Chinese researchers, 11 academic bodies in the world thought that at least Taipei influenza was worse than coronavirus. Today's findings show the opposite. Many media reports in recent days have cast doubt on China's numbers. On Sunday, China claimed that in Wuhan, the epicenter of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, just 2,500 people had died, while the death toll is much higher in Europe and the United States. The death rate per 1 million people in Spain and Italy is about 250. China claims its official death rate per 1 million is just 2. In the United States, deaths per 1 million were 26 as of April 4. Iran has been accused of lying about its true coronavirus numbers, as well. Many believe Iran downplayed its initial coronavirus outbreak due to its hesitancy to cut ties with China, one of its closest political and economic allies. Thus, Iran's deviation from the typical facade of cooperation it maintains with China underscores the severity of the cover-up. Health Ministry spokesman Jahanpur has also questioned Iran's official coronavirus numbers. On March 19, Jahanpur broke rank and admitted to the world via social media that Iran was recording a new coronavirus death every 10 minutes. The following week, on March 23, Jahanpur objected to a public funeral for Iranian terrorist leader Hossein Asadollahi, in which thousands gathered in defiance of coronavirus social distancing measures. At press time on Monday, China's official coronavirus numbers stood at 82,665 infections and 3,335 deaths. However, at the end of March, Radio Free Asia, RFA, also a Radio Farda affiliate, published a report in which it estimated there had been 46,800 deaths in Wuhan alone, based on information drawn from projected cremations at local funeral homes. Also at press time on Monday, Iran's official coronavirus numbers were 60,500 infections and 3,739 deaths. According to the National Council of Resistance of Iran, a dissident group, by Monday more than 19,500 people had died across Iran.